This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We're Simon Gimel, Siv Zayin. So we're talking about the halachas of the bathroom. So we'll continue Siv Zayin, Hamatzel Mayim Min HaTzofim. If a person happens to be near Har HaBayis in the old city, Paul, he happens to be in Yerushalayim, Pirush, Makom Sheyacholim Lirois Misham Har HaBayis, where he can see the Har HaBayis, he needs to go to the bathroom, Misham Vahala Ein Yacholim Lirois, but beyond that he can't see. So what should he do? Yeshev Uponov Klapi HaKodesh. He should sit down and he should face Klapi HaKodesh. Lo Yesh. The text, there's a bit of discussion about the text here. So the Taz, Mishmur brings that the Taz adds in the words lo yeshev. You shouldn't be facing the Har HaBayis. Ella, but rather the Tzofen of the Dorm, you face north or south. O Yisalik HaKodesh L'Tzadin, or you move to the sides. Says Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nid Gimel, lo yeshev v'fonov, kein tzorech lomar. Yeah, you Taz v'shar Achronim. So the Mishnah Berurah brings the Taz and the other Achronim that you should say lo yeshev, because you shouldn't be disrespectful to Mokom Yiddish. Ella the Tzofen. You should face north. If you're facing your back to the Beis Hamikdash, shari b'hatolas meraglaim. Then if you're facing with your back to the Beis Hamikdash, then you're passing water, urinating is okay because that's the other direction. But I am the behagrosh hiskim. The gun is masking b'afidum and atzeifim v'lachutz. Even facing the tzeifim v'lachutz. In Polov Klapi HaKodesh, if your face is facing the Kodesh, also Bahatolas Meraglaim, because that's considered disrespectful. Also Lamed Lefonos Leheja Neged Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash, and so too, it's also to be opposite of Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash, and to relieve oneself there. To Lo Yehi Michal Mishnem Aleim Vachareim El Heichal Hashem. That it shouldn't be considered that you're facing your back to the Heichal Hashem. V'chein Lo Yaseh Beis HaKisei Mekuvah Neged Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash, that you shouldn't set up a Beis HaKisei opposite a shul or a Beis HaMedrash, shelo yeh hapi hatabas mugula negdom, because it's considered disrespectful to sort of expose yourself in that way. Then boina kaisel beemtze lahavsi b'mechis Beis HaKisei Beis HaKnesses. If there is a wall, yeah, and nowadays the bathrooms we have nowadays, of course, there can be walls there, so therefore it's not really a problem. And therefore lichayra ein lahachmer. So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. What about if there's a wall there, but there's bad smell? So says the in the footnote in the Drisha number 8, he says, you can build a wall there, but if the bad smell is coming through to the Beis HaKnesses, but nowadays, Baruch Hashem, there's proper walls, floor to ceiling, and therefore it's a different world. Okay, Sif Ches. A person's out in the field and needs the bathroom. If he's there as a fence nearby, then you don't have to wait. You go straight to the fence, and therefore that's considered sanua. It's more of a sneer's way of doing it. If a person's in an open field or something, then you try and distance yourself, that you go far away, that you can't be, you can't see your state of exposure. It says Nishimura, he should go straight away, because if you're against the wall, you go on the other side of the wall, therefore no one is going to see you exposed. And so too in a chotzer, if it's behind the house, again, it's in a private place. And that's, of course, the underlying theme here, to relieve oneself in a tzanua way. Even if someone else hears him passing wind, there's no problem. If a person passes wind, then that's not a lack of sneers. It's just a bit embarrassing. What does it mean, peruay? His exposure, he's being in a state of undress. Sorry, that would be allowed. Good. Sif Cotton Tess. Sorry, Sif Tess. Lo Yeshiv Meherah B'Chozek. When a person goes to the bathroom, he shouldn't sit down and force himself too much to relieve himself. Lo Yenos Litchakas Meyosu Medai. Shelo Yenatek Shinei HaKarkashta. Which is going to brachas, that you can do damage. You can disturb the sinews and some of the, the medically it's dangerous to do that. So you shouldn't force yourself too much. It's stimmed to the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Deyos talks about the importance of a healthy diet, and he talks about eating fruit and vegetable, so that he says that you shouldn't come to this situation where you're going to force yourself to go to the bathroom, which is dangerous. Sifyut. You're not allowed to wipe yourself after you go to the bathroom with your right hand, says the Mishnah Berurah. So you've gotten your diet. Because the right hand is used to wrap the tefillin on the left hand. So take a look at in Mishnah Berurah in Dirshu note number 9. What's the obvious question? So you can do it with your left hand, but the left hand, well, we'll come to that in a second. But the left-handed person, sorry, the right-handed person is use your right hand to tie it on, and therefore you shouldn't use your right hand to be mekaneach. You should use your left hand, but you're putting the tefillin on the left hand, so doesn't that give it chashivas? So says the Dirshu note, "Mashem mutz lekaneach biyat small she'aleh meneach es tefillin biyeh halbushei strad shekiven she'ein meneach es tefillin al hayad el halazreh b'vad." You're only putting it on your hand. El halazreh b'vad. You're putting it on your bicep, you're putting it up further up, and not really on your hand, you're just tightening the tzuas around. So the actual tefillin go further up your hand. There's no issa to wipe with your left hand. The tying is done with the hand itself, and therefore it's considered more choshev. Let's carry on the Mishnah Berurah. The tov li zoher, a few words into the Sif Kotin Yuzayin. The tov li zoher melekanech be'etzvayim, so I want you to try and avoid wiping with the middle finger, and so shekere cholav ritzur, because that's where you're tying the ritzur around. Because v'achronim, it's a yad. Oh, what about a lefty? What does a lefty do? Shekol inyan of oisa b'smol. Every he uses his left hand for everything. Mekaneach b'smol b'day shehu yamin shekol adam. He should use his weaker hand, i.e., his right hand. So it's exact. So in this situation, the lefty does the opposite of what the right-handed person does. And it all depends on where his tefillin. Since the lefty is putting his tefillin on with his left hand, he should therefore not use that hand, and rather he should use his right hand. If you look at the Dirshu note number 11, we'll come to that in a second. We'll come to both of the notes in a second. Let's just finish off Mishnah Berurah. Then Kosev is small, but Shar Maisiv is the Yemin Olehepach, I'm the Bir Halacha. Okay, so let's take a look. First of all, take a look at the Dirshu note number 10. Shetam HaDovah, what's the reason? Why is it that the right is choshev? You see that he says there. It's not just because the right hand is choshev because you're right. You're tying your tefillin with the right hand, but there are other reasons given as well. The Gemara says because the Torah is nitna biyamin, shenema biyimino eish dos lamay, or mishum shiragilasu lehoshit yad yamin lepen. Amazing thing. The Gemara says that when you eat, you're a right-handed person would touch the food and take the food and eat with his right hand. And therefore, if you're using that hand to be kaneach, it's dangerous. It's amazing how, you know, we're worried, we're concerned about germs and health. You know, nowadays, in the COVID era, we're all very familiar with that. But in the times of Gemara, the Gemara was very aware of that. And therefore, to use a different hand, which you're going to use generally to put food into your mouth, therefore, that's one of the reasons. You point with your finger. You're pointing and use your hand. Therefore, to use that hand when you're pointing, you go to some Spanish shuls nowadays, they do it, I forget what they call it. They direct the Balkura, Tamim or something, where they direct, I've seen it done, it's amazing. And they've got like a sign language, how they can direct the Balkura. Now, the question is, what about an Isha? So it's an interesting thing. Because you've got four reasons over here. So what does a woman do? So says the next paragraph, Lagabi Isha, Kosov Hamarva Ktia, Shagam Hit Srichilah Biyadimin. An Isha as well, a woman as well, should not wipe with her right hand, even though obviously the reason of tefillin doesn't apply. The Khen Kosov Makurchaim, Mishum Shiesh Matam Shlenkhyadimin Shaikh Gambisha. Because the other reasons do apply. She also eats with her hand, and each of the Torah is given, etc. However, he brings someone else, the Machzik, the Bracha, who argues in Ein La'achne B'Isha. Okay, then number 11, a very interesting Dirshu note. Of a Tam Hadov Kosu Ataz, this is going on, number 11, a left handed person. So the left handed person, he puts on tefillin with his left hand, he ties it with his left hand. And therefore, you shouldn't wipe with the left hand, the left-handed person, rather he does it with his right. It says the Taz and the Magen Avraham, what's the Svara? Because there are three of the four reasons that are brought in the Gemara. Yesh le'itzele kanech b'yad yamin, the Alma, he should use his right hand. Why? That's one reason. He's going to use his left hand to eat. So therefore, that reason also applies. Etc. And therefore, for that reason, the left-handed person, all the other reasons apply. So he should have to wipe himself with his right hand, not with his left hand. Okay, let's just have a quick look at the Bir Halacha, very interesting Bir Halacha. And that is, what does an ambidextrous person do? So take a look at the Bir Halacha in Lo Yikaneach Biyad Yamin. I am a Mishnah Berurah, the Iter, a left-handed person, Shekosev Besmol, he writes with his left hand, Besha Maisev Oisa Biyamin, and everything else he does with his right hand. Yeah? It's a famous story with your Mitzvah Joshua was about this. Yeah, your Mitzvah Joshua was much about this. But there's a famous Mitzvah with the Yaakov Kamenetsky that you get a situation where sometimes where a boy writes with one hand and the other hand is stronger. There's a Shaila, what hand do you put your tefillin on? So the Yaakov was trying to ascertain which hand was the stronger hand. So he said to this, he said to the boy, he said, when you play ball and you throw the ball and you pitch, he says, which hand do you pitch with? So the father interrupted his mind. So he doesn't play ball. I'm sorry, I'm sure. When you hit your sister, which hand? That's what he said. You wanted to ask him. So that's the shayla. So says the Bihalach, I have a Mishnah Berurah. So you've got a left-handed person who writes with his left hand, but he does all his other actions with his right hand. They paskan, these achrenim, that you should use the smot, your left hand, the loy aznin and bosa ksiva the day, after kosher bot tefillin. So you see, you use the stronger hand. Now that's a big discussion in the place on what you should do, but that's what is brought here in the Bihalocha. Now turning over the page to the end of the Bihalocha, just the very end, the last line, then kosev bimim, what about the other way around? What if he writes with his right hand, or shah maisev osa besmol, and everything else he does with his left hand, so ledvar of gamkein hariu kucholodom, that he should do what no other people do. So that's a discussion about the person who's ambidextrous. Okay, let's go back to Yud Aleph, finish off. Yud Aleph, this is the Mechaba. Lo yikaneach becheres. A person shouldn't wipe himself. Look, Baruch Hashem, we're in a world where there's toilet paper, it's a different world. But back in the times of Chazal, it was a different world. And this is the halacha taken from the Gemara in Brachos. Lo yikaneach becheres. You shouldn't wipe yourself with a piece of clay. Mishum kashofim, it's dangerous for magic and for tum, etc. But like bad influences and kashofim, sort of black magic. But no basov innovation, not with dry grass. Shamakanech, but dovasho or shaleboy, shinov hatachtanis nosheus way. Because something which is combustible, it could do damage medically. But no bitstrar, not with a stone, shakinech bechaver that someone else has used. Mutation maybe it's odd in the tachtonius, which again a medical ailment. Says the Ramah Achshav Shashtek Kisoyes. What's that? Yeah, we'll see in a second. Ba'achshav Shavotz Kisse Shelonu Einam Basade Nagul Kanech Becheres Veinam Kanech Shvedovish Shalabay. This is exactly your point. You can do it even with things which are combustible, such as toilet paper. Ba'Einam Mazik Bepuk Chazi Ma'ed Da'amid Bar. A very interesting concept in Halacha. Go see what they do outside. You want to know what Halacha is? Go see how the Einam Anayik. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph Becheres Afilu Hi Chalaka. Even if it's smooth, Ve'Einam Mekareh Habos, not going to tear the skin. Still, you shouldn't do it. The main halacha beish b'chidud and ketanim, because if it's not smooth, i.e., it's got rough edges, yesh b'zeh gamkein with neyas hakol, it's dangerous. Shelo yunatik shnei hakarkashto, he's going to tear some ligaments. Chaver avan kinech u'at meboyo yovish kinech mitzad ach echod less than, but if it's smooth, then it's okay. In other words, if the friend has used it and you want to use the other side, that would be okay. Eilon basode the loshkich kshofim b'chein mutzah b'cheres v'davkein u'cholak b'tzmid. But dovasha or after dafka the Indian shaitan. Let's talk about other things. Aval inyan asavim yaveishim. If it's dangerous in any way, gamla hago yesh lahachmir. Then even the Ramah would agree that you should machmir, not use something which could be dangerous. The heim machat chmes abaso, it could tear the flesh. Because I come with simon shin yaveis sif hay. I'm a prima god. Because of bahagos, Rabbi Kiva Eiga, b'shem sefer chasidim. Because she yetsim beis hakisei. When you leave the bathroom, yira hamakom sheyoshav lo shaloyim tunofes. Make sure you've left it clean. Isn't that amazing? Rabbi Kiva Eiga quotes the Sefer Chassidim to leave it clean. Shema Yovei Chaver Pita Mebalal V'yesh Olav. The next guy's going to go there. And it's not fair for him to go when it's left in that way. Let's just do one more Sif. Yipone B'tznius. A person should relieve himself in Tznius. B'layla K'mo B'yom. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ratzalom Shalom Yigal Atzma Yosem B'yom. Just because it's nighttime and it's dark, you shouldn't expose more of your body than necessary, more than as if it were in the daytime. B'lo Yigal Atzma Shiyesh V'chiyai Gavna. And you shouldn't kill him in the fun of his bar, Hashaykh Kerb. Because I couldn't have Rakhan Sparku, night and day is the same. I've ain't Sarkhli Srachig, but just at the night time, you don't have to go too far away into the field because it's night time and it's more private. If there's nowhere around, no one around, but find a Brachhov, you can actually go to the bathroom in the street. But Rakshi Zai Shaloyev Makam Hilok Ben Eldam, as long as people don't walk there. Kadeshali Ton for Ben Eldam Al Yodai, otherwise people will saw their clothes and it's not fair. Avim Yesham Adam, there are people there at the time. Afilu Nachri, also the funnest, the fun of it's also to relieve yourself there. The Choz Elephonus, which means to defecate. Gedolim. Avilahashtin, but to urinate. Muta, Afilu Beyoim, if they rub him. Then even, you know, to go to the side of the street, if one needs to go in the bathroom, then it's allowed. And Tzarech Lekach, if you need to, She'ein Lemakam, if there's no place. Even if there's a woman there, because a person there is danger from holding yourself back from when you need the bathroom and not going. But a woman shouldn't relieve herself even in front of a child, because it's a chutzpah. But against the size, there's no problem. Just one final point. Addition note 13, very interesting case. Nowadays, what about nowadays? Says Dirshu, Shemotsu b'chol mokum beis hakisei. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, there are bathrooms and it's year. Kosu b'shad shuvus igros Moshe. Moshe Feinstein writes, "Sheroy lechol yirei shemayim leilich l'sham gam letzorach hachtanim." Don't go in the street. Don't try and make it to the nearest bathroom. Shekiven sheefsha b'kalus lasus came. Since it's easier to do, nechshav k'misha ena letzorach hispanus b'chutz. There is less of a need to urinate outside in the street. B'hari mavuah b'mishnah berurah. Can shebaifizen the tzarech lasnias atzman. Therefore, you've got to try and be as sanu as possible. But alkein kosov shetov lasus mechitzas gam b'mekoyim shenasu lahatzalus mayim. That's why in some places, even if there are urinals, there are sort of dividers between them. You should try and be as sanu as possible. Mashenona agul lahakbid alkach. And sometimes you don't see that. Mishum shesoimchem mashen bechol haberis lo tikkun sneias lahatzalus mayim klayim. Because down the generations, it was just not done. Because it was the world has changed. If you can't go into a cubicle, if you can't go to a place where it's motzanua, then you shouldn't wait. Because there's a danger in waiting and not relieving yourself straight away. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.